This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Let's Be Real podcast. I am so excited because my dear friend Navia Robinson is here, guys.
I'm so excited to be here. My dear friend Sammy is here, obviously, because it's your podcast.
This has been so long overdue.
Yes, it totally has. We've been talking about this for ages, and I'm so glad to finally be here.
I was thinking about it, and I met you in 2017?
That sounds correct. And that time, I had just come back from the UK, and I was filming a show, and I am pretty certain I was speaking to you in what was a British accent.
You were British. I was convinced you was British, guys. We were all like, I was my first big shoot when I worked with Radio Disney, and it was at the Saks Fifth Avenue grand opening. And I met Navia because we were the only kids there.
Yes.
That were like interviewing. And then she was like British. And my mom was there and my brother was there. And I remember us leaving being like, what was her accent? Is she British?
So funny to me. I remember quite a few things from that night. Well, first of all, I want to say I don't understand why I was talking in a British accent because I played an American character on that show. But I was also at a very impressionable age. And so I guess I just soaked up that accent. I probably liked it a lot because, you know, I was like 11
Who
years old.
Who doesn't love a British accent?
It's a beautiful accent. And I'm sure my castmates were like, what is this girl on? I was there for 3 months.
Okay, but an impressionable age.
Yes, exactly. Thank you so much.
I'm helping
for
you.
For trying to help me out.
Yeah, I'm helping you.
We also we bonded over seeing Neil Patrick Harris.
We were freaking out because totally. How I Met Your Mother.
Yes. I just remember bonding over, I mean, already it was quite a strange circumstance because it's a very novel experience. We were at Saks Fifth Avenue working there for like the window unveiling. It was special and we were so young.
They shut it down, the store that day.
Yeah. Yeah. And we were so young and it was so overwhelming and surrounded by adults.
You were overwhelmed too?
Of course.
Okay, good. I was so scared because here you were, you know, you're an actress, you've been on TV. This was coming up on this is my first real year like working with them. And I hadn't done anything like that before.
You must have made quite the impression. This is year one, year two.
This was year one.
Yeah, wow. And you're already, that's incredible. I was just like, I still have stage fright in a way. And particularly at that age, I think when I started, I was like 5 or 6 years old. So I had no fears and no insecurities.
Yeah, you don't think about it. You just do.
And then at 11 and then probably until like 15, I was just a mess.
Do you still have stage fright when you act?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm getting rid of it because I think you literally have to in order to, you know, be vulnerable or like unfold in front of a camera. You have to like try to get rid of that anxiety. But as you get older and you develop more insecurities and like whatever, in your teenage years, it gets harder, I think.
Being filmed during your teenage years while you are going through puberty is an experience that so few know.
Yeah.
But the few people that I know, such as yourself, that have gone through it, it seems like it's been a whirlwind.
You're so good at this.
Thanks, Navia. Oh, my goodness.
I need to answer the question, but I can't help but. Well, yes, it's so weird. It made me not want to watch the show I was a part of for that period of adolescence. But I think now literally every single person is going through it, maybe in a, you know, just in a different way. We all have social media now and kids have Snapchat and they'll broadcast that to their friends and maybe it's inescapable for them too. So I feel for everyone. I think we're all going this really, I mean, in today's times, it's just, we're so exposed. So
yeah. What was it like growing up having so many eyes on you? And the pressures of social media with that. I know you're barely on social media, which we love. We stand.
Yeah, my manager doesn't. Just kidding.
But you know what? Mental health is a priority. And yeah. I get that. So what was that like? Because I remember for a minute there in like the 2018, you were really active.
Oh my God.
And you were, I remember I ran into her. I ran into Navia at BeautyCon and it was before we became like friends.
Mm, yeah.
And I remember she was just, I was seeing her just always posting and just on the grind. I was like, how does this girl do it?
I love you. I feel like that was a different person. It's hard to even, I mean, that's what you are at 13 or whatever. You're just kind of like a sponge soaking up your environment, what's around you, what other people are doing. And so that really doesn't feel like me so much as it feels like a character that was like an amalgamation of the people around me. So that's kind of my answer on that. I don't know how I was doing it. I just don't think I had the self-awareness at the time to like really be introspective. You know, maybe at that time I should have been like, you know,
but you're 13.
Learning.
Like, yeah, you have always been so mature and I am always so just in awe of how like we are very similar in that where I think we're a lot older than our age and have always been.
Yeah.
And I think it's just, it's a struggle for people and especially making friends with people our age. I think that's one of the reasons why we connected.
Yeah.
It's because it's hard to find people that have the same drive or don't want to focus on the same things like social media.
I mean, yeah. And that's a good point. I think that is why we connected. And you've always been so good at managing social media and being, from my perspective, at least, like being on it, for an appropriate amount of time, but also, I don't know, it just seems like you're well-balanced and you just traveled to Europe. Can I say that on the pod?
Yes.
You just traveled to Europe by yourself. I mean, that's like a testament to who you are, not just drive, but your own, you know, esteem and confidence within yourself. And I'm really inspired by it.
Thank you so much.
Did you enjoy yourself?
So it was up and down.
Okay.
Solo travel is not easy, but I wanted to prove to myself that I could do it.
Yeah.
Because I was just, we're just overcoming anxiety.
Yeah.
That's just the goal, you know? I've been thinking of my life as like 3-month increments. And I'm like, okay, who am I going to be in the next 3 months? And how can I grow to that person?
Oh, that's good. That makes me anxious thinking about it. But that's good. But I mean, does that help you? That helps manage your anxiety.
It helps manage my anxiety because if I think of everything over a year.
Right. Oh, sure.
But then when I think of it in little increments. And for me, solo travel was something I've really wanted to do. But more so, I saw some friends do it. And I was really inspired by them. And I just was prepared. I well-researched my area before I went. But I spent like 6 days in Paris by myself.
Wow. Oh, I have so many questions.
What are your questions?
Did you meet anybody while you were there?
No, I was by myself.
Okay. You said it was up and down. What did that trajectory look like? First day you were up and then maybe.
So the flight was fine. I get to Paris. My phone isn't working. And I'm like, oh, shoot.
Like out of a movie. Oh, God.
It was, and for those who don't know me, I'm an anxious person. And this was just testing my anxiety. So my phone wasn't working. I couldn't text. I log into the Wi-Fi of the airport. And then it finally allowed me to log on, but I still couldn't reach. I got a car beforehand because I knew I wouldn't be able to read the airport because it was all in French.
Right.
So I was very cautious of that. And then, so I couldn't find my driver. I eventually found him, but
smart, by the way.
He didn't. It was weird because I was told that my driver that I got had a flat tire, and so this driver was going to bring me that driver, but this driver didn't do that, and so in my mind, I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm just in a car with this person.
Oh my gosh.
Know where I am in France.
If you're me, I'm thinking that this is some
I'm
like
thinking
big scheme.
I'm being kidnapped.
Yeah, no, totally. I'm thinking
I'm being kidnapped. I'm thinking all the worst things. My phone isn't working.
Yeah.
It's 105 degrees when I land.
Is that warm?
And then it was during like the heat wave.
So did it get better?
Better from there. Oh, yeah. So much better from there.
I think so.
I have always been very aware of like the mind to body connection and how like your mental health, your anxiety, how it can manifest in your bodies physically. But it was so aggressive. It was hard to take control. And because no one else was there, no one could help me snap out of my own mind.
Right. Ooh,
so it was a challenge in that respect. But I pushed through it. And
yeah, you did.
It was really good. I made my own perfume.
Ooh.
In Paris.
Oh, as you should. I mean, there's no other place in which you should make your own perfume. You it's on you right
it.
Now.
Yeah, but you can't smell it. Wore off. After.
Yeah, perfumes don't wear on me at all.
They wear off.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Yeah.
So fast.
So fast. I don't know. Yeah, I put some on like 2 minutes ago.
But I went to the Eiffel Tower. I went, everything there was like all my meals.
It sounds very romantic.
It was very romantic, but so inexpensive.
Well, I'm going. You're going to have to let me know.
I want to go to Europe now.
We should go. We should get a group. I literally have a friend who's in Paris right now. I'm not going to say their name because they like to be like, you know.
Yeah, down the down low.
Down the down low. But, and that would be so fun.
So you're moving to Atlanta for 6 months next week.
Sammy, I am so happy to see you. It really is like, obviously it's a pleasure to see your friend who you love and trust and get to have great conversations with. So I am busy, but I think I'm kind of like in for a penny and for a pound. If I'm busy, I don't mind being even busier, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely. So, I know, because if you're already in it, you're like, I might as well.
Yeah. Also, you're not like a thing on the to-do list. I'm happy to see you. I'm feeling a lot of things about, I'm from Atlanta, so it's
going
to be
weird.
You're
going back.
I'm going back. And I've really, I think in the past year, found my place in LA and found my friends and kind of fallen in love with it in a way I didn't think I would. I was like, ugh, LA, you know, that's so.
You know, we probably became friends this time last year.
Yeah. August? Yeah. Yeah.
Or July.
Summer, yeah.
Probably July.
We met in
Full catch-up lunch after like knowing each other for years, and we actually became friends.
It was lovely. We talked about shows. Yeah, exactly. We've been like acquaintances, like really warm acquaintances, acquaintances. And then we actually became friends like a year ago.
Yay!
We were in such a different place.
We were, yeah.
You were in college. Well,
in college.
The details.
In college, going to school. But honestly, something that's really genuinely like motivates me and inspires me is like how much you're still motivated by school and determined.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Like it pushes me to be like, you got this.
Oh, that's really sweet. First of all, your commitment to both maintaining your career and also, you know, pursuing an academic career has really like been inspiring to me. But also just the fact that you are very thoughtful about your future. So whatever that means, it might not mean complete, you know, whatever it means, you're just super thoughtful about it. And I think I really want to adapt that to my life. So I am currently on the route to, you know, attending a 4-year, but at the same time, I'm like, I like your fluidity.
Take it semester by semester.
Yeah, no, totally. I like your fluidity that you've embraced in your life and managing it. And I think I want to like apply that to my,
it's because I,
my philosophy.
I've been learning there is a gray area and I've been, and I struggle with that.
Me too.
I'm like, it has to be one or the other. It's like, no, there's this whole gray area. So I'm just taking it semester by semester and seeing what life happens because also like school's always there and I know that and I'm learning a lot while I'm there. But on the other hand, if an opportunity would present itself, it's always it's always there as a backup.
Totally. I think that's a perfect way to put it. I mean, yeah, you have to live your life and life is unpredictable and to think that we can plan it out step by step is just unreasonable. I'm guilty of it, but I'm trying to step away from that. How does your, go ahead, sorry.
No, it's just, it's hard.
Yeah, it is. How does your anxiety manifest?
Oh my goodness, so many different ways. Socially, academically.
Okay.
what else is there generally?
I like generally.
Generally. It's always there in some type of way. I also have OCD, which makes it, it's just like they feed off each other and it's just not, it's not it.
I've just been coming to terms with the fact that I may be an anxious person. I really, really deny, I mean, this is not diagnosed and I don't know for sure if I am, but I think I'm realizing that anxiety has a lot of different definitions, or at least it shows itself in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
And I think I'm super guarded and sometimes, and I think maybe that's just a form of being anxious or like definitely have a lot of career academic anxiety. I find myself very much living in the future or living in daydreams to try to like cope with my fear about the present.
Oh, same.
Is that what that is? Do you do the same thing?
I do that too. It's really hard, especially I think the times that we've lived in for the past 2.5 years. Yeah. We've been daydreaming for like the next thing to get out of where we're at. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we're finally started at this point, but it's like, we should be also be enjoying where we are.
No.
But it's so difficult. Is that how your anxiety manifests, would you say?
I think so. I think I'm also just super sensitive to like overstimulation, which is kind of inevitable right now. Like if you are a young person who's grown up in the age of the internet and social media, you have so much coming at you all the time. Even if you try to mitigate it, like I'm barely on Instagram, but still, like if I, you know, being an actor particularly, entertainment should be recreational, but it's also...
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's studying. When you listen to a podcast, it's studying.
I know. I love podcasts. My dad's like, so are you studying? And I'm like, no, I'm just listening
to a podcast. I'm trying not to.
It's hard.
But it's hard. And it's hard not to like watch something or see a movie, which I love doing, but at the same time, that's my career. So I get anxious. I'm like, oh gosh, why am I not doing something like this? How can I do something like this? I like that. My brain just feels like it's always on. And I think a lot of people experience the same thing. So I don't know what to call it. Is it like, is that anxiety or what is
it? Yeah, I think it manifests in so many different ways. But when you know how a sausage gets made, so to speak.
Yes.
You know the process.
Yes.
It's so natural for that to be like, I wonder what they did about this.
Totally. I like the idea though, like you can't explain art down to a science.
No.
It's not meant to be.
It's not. It's
not math. It's not, you know, it's like, I think... I've been actually considering what I want to study. I'm at a crossroads. I've always said I wanted to definitely pursue something like, you know, social sciences, sociology, cultural
philosophy.
Anthropology. Yes, something like that. But then I thought like, I mean, I do really love movies and I want to get behind the scenes of it one day. And so should I be pursuing that? I'm like...
You can do both.
Yeah. There are some curriculums or some programs for sure that allow for
double
both.
Major.
Double major.
Major or minor.
Yeah, I guess that's probably the answer. But
you
at the same time,
major
I'm like,
in like film, and then minor in psychology.
That's probably the route that I'm gonna go.
Could
you see that for me?
That's pretty badass. Okay, we have to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk about other aspects of the industry you might be interested in partaking in, and some existential life questions. We'll be right back.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This summer, click into Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot and get after those outdoor projects with some serious cordless power from Ryobi. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. Leaves and debris are no match for the 40-volt power of the Ryobi leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Tidy up those flower beds and keep your walkways looking sharp with Ryobi's 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Yard work done and done. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. Shop now at the Home Depot or homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
And we're back.
I could see you doing some producing and directing in the future, too.
I think that is... I mean, I'd like the idea of control.
Oh, same. That's why I love the idea of it, too.
So, and I've just been... Yeah, I've been an actress just kind of reading the lines I've been given. I do more than that. I probably shouldn't be that reductive. But in essence, I've just been performing other people's dreams and writings since I was six. And I'm like, okay, I think maybe I want to do my own thing.
Yes. Yeah. And so what would that entail?
I definitely like the idea of writing. I've always loved writing.
Didn't I not tell you to do this like a year ago, Navia? I believe we had this exact conversation. I would be like, yeah, you'd be really good at like writing or doing something behind the scenes.
I'm sure you did, because truthfully, and you're going to deny this, you're always a few steps ahead of not just me, but just I feel like you're a very much a big picture thinker. And maybe some people aren't ready for it.
I remember having this conversation. I was like, I feel like we've had this conversation before.
Yep. Probably definitely have.
She's coming around to it, ladies and gentlemen.
And I'm definitely coming around to it. I think I had like an epiphany probably like winter of last year. And I was like, oh, you know, I don't have to wait.
When we went to the Teen Vogue Summit?
Oh my gosh, maybe around that time. That was fun.
That was a good day. That was a long day.
That was a super long day. But I think you've had an outfit change.
I did.
My God.
We went to the Teen Vogue Summit together.
Yes.
And it was in December, and I chose to wear a dress.
Mm-hmm.
A sundress I should wear. Thank you. But very not warm. And so,
true.
So we went across the street at one point when there was like no speakers or anything. And Urban Outfitters was having a pretty good sale.
Mm-hmm, as they do.
And I was like, let me get some pants and a shirt. And
I remember
like,
boots.
I did get a pair of boots and I love them.
Do you
and
still
I
wear them?
I haven't this summer. But
well, they are boots.
They
so
are
it.
In storage for okay. my in my dorm room. Okay. And we're going to whip them out this year. Okay. And we're just going to rock them.
Good. Ooh, I can't wait to see them again.
Those are, I think, one of my favorite pair of boots I bought.
Oh, isn't that the best when you impulsively buy something and it ends up being like a staple?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That was great.
That was a real friendship.
That was a real friendship moment right there.
Speaking of the Teen Vogue Summit, this is like shifting gears a little bit, but how do you feel about this generation and the pressure of all of being like civically or like politically engaged? Because trust me, I've always been that way, just instinctually.
I wanted to talk with you about this. Oh. I love this. So I feel like it's really hard to be our age.
Yeah.
And I feel like for me, and I know it's different for everybody, the way I feel less helpless is when I do something.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's also staying educated. That's figuring out how I can connect with elected officials. That's how I can educate myself more on just our country and the history and the way it treats people and what can I do personally. And so I think it's great when other people get involved, because I think that we're the generation that's when we come together in large amounts, like we've seen what it can do. Mm-hmm. But I also understand that some people that doesn't interest them and they just want to be a kid. And I feel like we shouldn't force anyone to be active if someone, it's just personally how I feel.
Yeah.
I am making an impact or can do something in this crazy fucking
place. Yeah. No, I agree. I think that that is totally like how I feel less helpless. Like I feel physically like I have to. at the same time, I really get frustrated by the rhetoric that comes from older generations that's sort of in line with like, Gen Z's gonna save us.
Like, it's our responsibility.
It's like, we need help. We need help. I think every individual should be engaged some way. And sometimes it can be so small within your own community. But I mean,
there is so much pressure when people have said, multiple people have said to me, you know, you're gonna be the one to fix this.
Yeah, like, what?
You're gonna be the generation. And I'm like,
me?
Little old me?
I still haven't gotten my permit.
Neither have I. I failed it.
It's actually a problem. Oh, that's right. You told me about that.
I know. I still am nervous to take it a second time, but my brother told me to just suck it up.
Yeah, just do it.
I'm like, if I fail, I fail.
You got it. Exactly. You can always do it again.
Here's a question. Are you more afraid of failure or success? I was thinking about this the other day. Do you want me to tell you my answer?
Such a good question. Yeah.
Okay. So I think I'm more afraid to succeed than to fail. Because I feel like if I'm failing, you're only failing if you don't get back up.
Mm.
But I feel like if you succeed, then I'd be worried of how much there is to lose.
That's like,
this just got deep, but.
No, Sammy, that's like such a good question. Like, I'm going to start asking other people that and then giving you credit question. I'm totally just so afraid of failure. So I think it would be disingenuous for me to say anything else. However, I've never considered fully being fearful of success. I, even bringing it back to the Teen Folk Summit, am terrified of the amount of attention some people receive.
We talked about
that. And that you might receive as, so prime example, Olivia Rodrigo, really just cool person all around, performed there. And just seeing the amount of people who were invested in her and her performance, what she was wearing and everything, made me anxious, and I'm not even
so
her.
Uncomfortable. There were people like, I want to see what she's wearing.
Yes.
And I want these grown men.
People.
These were grown men.
Older than her.
Older, way older.
Yes.
And I remember it was just disconcerting how many people cared so much about her personal life.
Yes.
And I think that's a real issue that's happening. And
yes.
We see this like.
You shouldn't put anybody on a pedestal. It's dehumanizing to do that to anybody.
Like, what people don't get is these are just teenagers.
Yes. Even if you could be praising them, I think praising somebody excessively and like, you know, whatever, what's the word, berating them excessively is totally coming from the same place. It's
harmful
dehumanizing.
In both ways.
Yes. Yes. And I saw that happen with her and I was just like, gosh, I feel for her because ultimately she's just a human being like we all are. And in that way, I'm totally fearful of success. That like that version of it, that concentrated, intense
people
version
knowing
of
everything
success.
About you,
yes, caring about you, being invested in your life and your decisions, that is terrifying to me. But
yeah.
It's also comes with a lot of privilege, you know.
It is interesting, but so many people our age want that.
Yeah.
It's interesting just seeing how many people want their goal, their end goal is fame.
Yeah.
But not what they're doing or their journey. I want this, but
I think that's particular. I mean, maybe it happened, started in maybe like, if I could guess, like 90s, early 2000s, you had MTV, you had just more kind of intimate entertainment about celebrities' lives. So maybe that sort of craze started then of like people wanting not just to be an actress or a singer, but wanting to be famous. So maybe that's where it started, but I think it's even more intense now within this generation, and I think that's bad.
I think some of the people that started it are like the Paris Hilton and the Kim Kardashian, where though I think they've become incredible like businesswomen and doing great things, at the time they became famous for not doing that.
Right.
They became famous for being famous.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where the craze started.
Totally. And it's even more intense now. And to some degree, I get it. You want to be important. It hurts to be alive and feel, I imagine it would hurt to be alive and feel like you hadn't left a mark. And
yeah.
Speaking of, you know, fear of failure, that's where it comes from for me. It's like, I want to make the most out of this life. Like, I've got to do something with the time I have. And so I think it's maybe those people who strive for fame where we just have the same fear, which is of failure and wanting to be important. So I get it. But
I think... It's all compensating for something.
Yeah, totally. I get it. But I think we all need to like shift our values. And I say this, you know, to myself as well, to not success or whatever people's definition of that is, but just pride within oneself and in the actions that you're taking.
I've been defining success lately as contentness.
Totally.
And me being happy with that and not about the numbers because as soon as I go down that,
boy, do I not go down well.
Comparison?
Oh, Sammy, do you do the same thing? Just like compare?
Comparison, I don't look at numbers for the podcast.
Okay.
If one person's listening, that's all I care about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that you're totally right. I mean, I'm just so bad when it comes to comparing and like just being
so
too affected
natural,
by the
though.
Outside world. Yes, it's human nature.
I do it all the time.
Yeah.
And I think, have you noticed that when I'm on social media, I do it less.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm like, wow, social media is great to not be on.
Yes. No, exactly. Like that's why for most of the time I have Instagram deleted off my phone. I'm not like an angel though. I totally re-download and like go check somebody's story. But otherwise I like to keep it off because if I'm not reminded of, it's not even particular people. It's just the world at large. I can focus on myself and what I want to accomplish in my own self-esteem, but it's incredibly difficult. So I guess I would just encourage everybody to do what they can to detach a little bit.
And I will say that was one of the really good things about solo travel for me is it gave me a lot of time to think.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking like, where do I want to go? What do I want it? What are my intentions? What do I hope to put out?
Right.
You know?
And you sort of have to force yourself to be with yourself.
Exactly.
And I wish I would have done that earlier.
Wherever you go, there you are.
It's fine. Yeah.
And when I first heard that, it terrified the shit out of me because yeah. I was like, fuck, I should probably really learn to like being with myself if I'm stuck with myself. So that's what the journey is.
It's so funny you say that. Oh, gosh, that's... Quotes like that are ringing more and more true as I get older. Just like the quintessential stuff you heard when you were younger, where you're like, whatever.
The words have meaning now.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Just like treat yourself the way you want to be treated. Just all this stuff. It's like, oh, wow.
It's so hard.
It's true. It's incredibly hard. But it's all ringing very true. Yeah, wherever you go, there you are. So you have to focus your energy and resources and your time, not scrolling through your feed. I get the instinct, but instead focusing it on yourself and how you can be a better person. And I just realized you could swear on the pod.
Yeah, you can.
And I think that's great.
Yeah. Anytime.
We have to take one more quick break, but when we come back, I'm going to talk more about your love of acting and your new amazing role in Gotham Knights. We'll be right back.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This summer, click into Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot and get after those outdoor projects with some serious cordless power from Ryobi. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. Leaves and debris are no match for the 40-volt power of the Ryobi leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Tidy up those flower beds and keep your walkways looking sharp with Ryobi's 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Yard work, done and done. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. Shop now at the Home Depot or homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
And we're back.
One of the things that I'm curious about, is there a struggle with being an actor? You're going to someone else's mind and you're drawing another character and creating another person, essentially. But when you're also working on yourself, mm-hmm. is that ever difficult when you're working on someone else?
Mm-hmm. That's such a good question. Sam, you're so good.
Thank you.
Yes, I know. To be honest, my work thus far has been pretty simple in that when you are young, you're usually cast because of your essence and not because you're being asked to play some sort of like transformative character. So I really haven't had that experience of having to do like some like deep psychological work. I'm excited for it and look forward to that, but I haven't had that yet. Going into this new job that I'm doing, it'll be different. I think I'll have to do more character work, and I am, and I'm excited about that. But I think you kind of find yourself through characters, maybe. Ooh. I don't think they're entirely separate. I think you kind of unravel and unfold. And I think that's why I gravitate towards acting. I think I've always felt conflicted about who I am. And that's partly because of age, but it's also because, as I said, I think I don't know if impressionable is the word, but I really soak up my environment. And so when I was younger, it was my four brothers and just kind of becoming them and reflecting their personalities. And so I've always felt like I don't know exactly who I am. And maybe that's why I like acting, because I can like,
you can try on different
roles. No, exactly. And for once, that becomes a benefit and not something I dislike about myself. The idea that I can be a ton of people or that I hold a bunch of perspectives in my mind is actually a benefit to me in acting. So for me, I feel like it's just pulling from like all the little parts of me right now.
That's so beautiful. That's amazing.
That's also like a working theory. So no, we'll see if that changes.
But you know what? Like, that's life. And be easy on yourself because you are still a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Of course you're
impressionable. You're about to not be soon.
I know. When this airs, I'll be 20. What the?
I was hesitant to bring it up, but I feel like you're so ready for 20. I feel like when I first met you, you were already like settling down.
I've always been ready to not be a teenager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As soon as it started, I was like, nah, this isn't for me. So I'm hoping 20s is great.
Oh, I think it will be. I mean, that's all you hear from people, that either actually... I've heard
20s. So teens suck.
Yes.
But then 30s are thriving.
Yes. Thank you. That's what I've heard. My parents are like, their 30s were their favorite decade. And that's an extreme comfort to me.
Because it's like your 20s, but with more money.
Exactly. More money, resources, and you know yourself.
Exactly.
I like that. Sammy, I can't wait until
we're in our 30s. I wonder what's going to be like.
Oh, I think it'll be great. I think we'll be like just having these same conversations, except maybe with a little more wisdom and perspective.
I love that. I want to talk about your show real quick.
Oh, okay.
Because I am so proud of you.
You were, I mean, God, I really just love you and I'm grateful for you because you were there for me. There was a year of unemployment and yeah, you were there.
Of course.
To believe in me and really encourage me to kind of take my life into my own hands. And it's great that I am just now picking up on that.
But look what's happened. Look what's happened. So Gotham Knights.
Yes.
I saw the trailer.
I haven't even watched the whole thing because I can't.
Why?
I've used this word a lot this episode, so excuse me, but yeah, it makes me anxious.
You know what? I was like, I did not expect the twists and turns. I'm very excited to watch it because I was like, oh shit, didn't expect that. That was just in the trailer.
I really, God, I hope you like it. You know, it's hard. Like there's so much pressure, especially within like the DC comic book community. And, especially with me, I'm kind of hesitant to speak about this, but like, I'm playing a character that's adapted from the comics, from the comic books, called Carrie Kelly, who was depicted white in the comics, and I'm not. Newsflash.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Did you know that? So it's just been hard because the first thing, when I was researching my character after I found out I got the role, the first thing that shows up, because Deadline had already done like a press release that this news was out there on YouTube, was some random video from like this old guy. Gotham Knights will be a woke disaster, my face on the thumbnail.
Ew.
And I was like, oh, great. That's a reminder of, like, that's still where we are, that I can just be born and have a particular pigment and whatever, particular ethnic makeup, and I am representative of a woke disaster.
But that doesn't make any sense to me, because
it's bullshit, yeah.
It's bullshit, but also, like, your talent will just show.
I hope so.
Like, that's all you can do. All you can do is do your best.
Thanks.
And be what you think this character is.
I think that's the direction we want to move into, right? Where people are being, I mean...
It shouldn't even have to be commented.
Speaking. Yeah, I mean, right. It's just like...
Why does it matter?
It's about the essence of somebody, you know?
Why does it matter also, what their skin color
hey,
is?
Hey, don't worry. Whoever made that video and who's and all the people who are disappointed in the casting. There are a lot of other, like, white people on the show, so... It's fine. I promise. They're there. You've got your representation. I promise.
I promise there's enough representation for everybody.
Like, trust me, Mr. Gotham Knights will be a woke disaster. I get the desire to have representation. But you have it. It's there in the show.
You have it. You know what?
You know, brown people can have maybe. I mean, I don't like to put myself on that pedestal, but I think everybody deserves, obviously, to be represented. I mean, that's what we want out of entertainment. So just relax have their time.
You see it, you can be it.
See it, you can be it. Yes, exactly.
And think of the impact that can have on people that will see you on the screen.
That makes me anxious. And I don't want to put myself on that pedestal. I feel like we're in a time where there are so many great examples of people of color represented within film and TV to look at. And so,
Well, I know you don't think yourself. I think you're, who cares, like, what your skin color is. I think you're just an incredibly talented person.
Hey.
And I am so excited for this next chapter and see what it's going to just unravel for you, because... Y'all, the world's about to see Navia Robbins.
Oh.
Get ready.
Hopefully they like her. I don't know. We'll see.
I've never been very, like, caught into trailers, mm-hmm. and that trailer was really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that means
I highly recommend you watch it.
I'm a fan of the show. Like, I read the pilot. I got to read it before I took the role, whatever. And I was a fan of it. I was like, oh gosh, they did it. Natalie, James, Chad, these are the writers. They just did a good job. It's fun. It's really fun. And the second episode, I just read it. It's really fun. And I'm just like, oh God, like, I'm excited to be a part of something that I consider pretty kick-ass. And I have so many ambitions as an actress, and this is one of them. And I'm excited I get to fulfill this at such a young age. So thank you for being supportive of it.
Of course.
All I want is my friend's approval. I really mean it.
I will always be here to support. Always.
Thank you. I'll always be here to support you. I'm a fan of yours and grateful for you. Love you. You're just really an inspiration to me. I hope you don't take that as saccharine. And I can't wait to see where you go next. I can't wait to be in our 30s together, reflecting
how our 20s went. Reflecting on the first podcast.
Yeah, how our teens went. Yep, exactly.
And I can't wait to see what this will look like for you the next 6 months. Hopefully I'll get to visit you in Atlanta.
Yes, please. We'll FaceTime also and just catch up. And
thank goodness for FaceTime.
We
can't let 6 months go by.
No, we can't.
We will.
Oh, I'm sad this conversation's ending.
I know.
We'll do it again.
We'll do it again. And just thank you for just taking the time. I know. With everything you have going on in your life, and I appreciate you just always being there for me and having you as a friend. I'm very grateful.
It's a lovely way to spend it. Thank you so much, Sammy.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.